To the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
From the July 8th board meeting.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to approve the budget to actual reports for the month of July.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Motion to approve payment of bills from the July 18th, July 24th, and July 25th, and August 12th abstracts.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Quite unlike the light of incandescent bulbs, candles, and torches. Today I'd like to show you a comparison of bulbs. While preparing, I put a clip shade on an LED bulb. So here's the LED. So then I removed the shade and it fell apart. Good thing that it did that, because what you can see is what's inside. There are 10 tiny yellow LED lights here that are attempting to approximate a 360-degree illumination, you know, like an incandescent bulb would do, but it can't because it's singly focused like this. And I've made a little shade just from the light, because I'm going to turn them on. An overhead light LED bathroom fixture might have 2.5 times as many chips and is frighteningly bright. No one should ever look at them even inadvertently when they're on, such as while lying in a bathtub. Children must be considered, for they can't govern where they look, nor can we really. But damage to the eyes is not the only problem. Radio frequency radiation is another hazard from these bulbs, the LED bulbs, and compact fluorescence. Some people already know they are being made sick by them. Radios can pick up radio frequencies. And it used to be that we'd hear plain static between stations. Not anymore. Near the bottom of the AM band, if you tune it not on a station, we can hear the radio frequencies the bulbs emit. There's usually some human-made RF background noise everywhere now. I don't know what I'm going to pick up here. So I have it near the bottom of the AM band. And so, okay. I wanted to turn the volume down. Okay, now here's an incandescent bulb. I have to make it louder. I hear a little click when I, wait a minute. Am I plugged in?
Yeah, you have the light on.
It is illuminating?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, it is.
I heard it.
Thank you. So you hear the click. That's all you hear. Over here I have a compact fluorescent, the curly guys. And since it's awfully bright as well, I have it covered. So I turn it on. You hear the RFs that it's sending out. Now that's just the static. I turn on the LED bulb. This is what we get off of the LED bulb. High intensity blast of RFs from it. So, just wanting to bring you into this, because if no one tells you, how will you know? Because these things are silent, odorless, can't see them, can't hear them. Only people who are becoming sensitized from the layer upon layer of wireless radiation are beginning to be the canaries in the mine, telling us that we've got a problem here with the stuff that our devices are churning out into the environment. And the telecom industries wanna tell us that it's only ionizing radiation, X-rays and nuclear, that's a problem. And that non-ionizing, like these, are not. And that's not true, and I'll talk a bit more about that as we're rolling. Going to, within the next 4 to 6 months, begin rolling out smart meters here. We really do have a problem with another layer of radiation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Fitzsimmons.
Legal report, as the mayor knows, we had a meeting with the town of Clover supervisor, and we're trying to make some minor adjustments to the DPW agreement. Trying to make that conform to the actual practices that are happening. And then we did a follow-up with the accountant to get some payroll type information, which was received. So we'll be making some minor changes going forward just to conform it, basically. Other than that, just ongoing projects, as the board's aware, there's a large project going on with the mill.
Yep.
Before the planning board, if anybody's interested. There's a public hearing coming up.
And that Clover agreement, Kippy and I both knew that it was going to require changes throughout the course of the first couple of years. We've gone through 7 months of it now. So now we're starting to make the changes that need to be made, and Rob's going to help us with that. Clerk Treasurer's report.
Tax bills were mailed out on May 31st. They now have a 6% penalty if they have not been paid. Delinquent tax courtesy reminders were sent out. Certified letters for delinquent water sewer users will be mailed tomorrow, and water turnoff will be on September 4th. We compiled many reports for Bob Patterson for the year-end financial report and reviewed the draft once he finished that. Rent transfers were made at the direction of Bob as well. Final prep was completed for Allen's sewer-operated course and hotel room. We completed a map and blueprint search of Upper Summit and Union Court for existing water and sewer lines. That was for a big UDIG request. We had the DPW budget meeting, worked with Clover DPW payroll research for budget clarification, worked with Ring Square to get the phones updated. They will finally be coming Thursday to do the installation of the new systems. And we will be closed September 2nd for Labor Day.
Thank you. Rain.
So for buildings and grounds, the back door lock has been replaced and the keys have been dispersed. The purple air quality monitor has been replaced and has a new home on the side of the library. It's up and running. If anyone is curious, find it on the website. The library now has house numbers. Believe it or not, there were no house numbers.
What number is it?
101. Interesting fact, when I was working for the New York Public Library, I worked on the 101st Street branch, so it's a funny little coincidence.
Coming home.
Yeah. New SNF signs have been placed around the property. We continue to make in-house improvements and move things around to make the best use of space. The show Country Living with the Columbia County Photography Club opened August 10th. It'll be up until September 14th. Storytime has grown to be regularly 5 to 7 children each week. Community Day was well attended. We had 78 visitors to our booth. 22 took native pollinator plants shared by Anya. The free fridge continues to provide fresh, locally grown produce and meals. I completed 5 hours of training to be a digital navigator, so if anyone ever needs help with tech problems or filling out forms for different social services, I can do that. Movie nights continue twice a month on Fridays in the pavilion. We have a school supply drive for kids that we'll be collecting until August 17th. We have received $1,000 from the Bank of Green County for children's programming. We've had $1,343 from Mid-Hudson and $71.25 from two of the artists from our last show. Upcoming, Rhinestrom Hill Audubon Sanctuary and Center will begin a series of coffee hour talks on birds and climate change that starts August 21st at 6. They'll also be leading a program for children called Ode to Be a Bird. We're gonna have Columbia County Libraries Association will have a booth at the Columbia County Climate Carnival on September 14th at the fairgrounds. And our stats, let's see. People in the library, we had 773. Small brag, that was the second highest total in 18 months. Total circulation, we had 2,319. Free fridge visits, which I'm now counting, we had 135. In-person programs, 56 people attended, outside programs, 93. And new library cards, 16.
Nice.
Sounds like you've been busy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Community Center. Doug?
Okay, the Community Center report for July, submitted by Julie. The center was checked during the month. She mentions DPW has done an outstanding job on the Community Center and the parks playground area. It all looks very good. The Community Day Committee has been using the center, and I know the Scouts have as well. The Community Center provided tables and chairs for the Community Day event. Jess Cropperall is to be congratulated for planning, setting up, and overseeing the successful gathering at the center on the evening of Community Day. She's been in contact with Columbia Green Addiction Coalition for planning a program in the fall to raise awareness and educate our community about addiction. The coalition has had a very
property checks, 3 UTTs, 12 BT warnings, and 2 parking tickets. And a lot of 16 of them.
Yeah, thank you very much. And Sally.
So the Borough Ground Committee meeting is held on the 27th of July, attended by Matt Johnson, Mark Roundtree, David Bolivice, Karen Schulman, and Sally, PBI Project Management for the current Borough Grant, and Alex Weaven and Alex Kamishek came and to provide, who are the owners of Summit Mill, to provide an update on the development of the mill as it's a borough biology-selected site. The updates to Summit Mill informed the committee members that public hearing in front of the planning board is scheduled for August 29th, and this was followed by a review of the current parking goals for service building requirements of the Summit Mill redevelopment. Number 3, the remainder of the BOA meeting addressed the review of grant administration documents and reports submitted by Sally Baker, PBI, BOA project manager, project management, to the borough committee members prior to the meeting as follows. So I'd sent in the DOS contract, the second quarter of 2024 reports were submitted on time. Number B, number one payment request prepared and submitted to the clerk, village clerk, on July 15th for the mayor's signature to be submitted to DOS contract. The payment request runs from 11/27/2020 to 9/15/2024 for a total of $98,652.52, which results in the borough advance payment being reduced to zero. Number C, the work plan amendment switching out the studies and infrastructure analysis for the topological mapping at a cost of $15,000 that Rice and Litcher architects required to be approved by the DOS to be received for the mayor's signature, which has come in. These notes were done before since today. And it's an amendment to the work plan, so no budget was required because it was a swap out for $15,000 worth of work plan maintenance. Number D, Deborah Fiddleman, July 11th, email response required for DRI projects. The Boa Committee meeting outcome after discussion was that Mayor Johnson requested Sally Baker to respond to the email request received from Deborah Goodman on 7/11 for the list of Boa projects to be submitted to the DRI committee. Number E, selection of Boa committee members to join the DRI committee to represent the Boa committee. That was also included in an email received from Deborah. And so the Boa committee meeting outcome on that was that the Boa committee members discussed Deborah Goodman's verbal request at the newly formed Philmont funding meeting convened by the mayor on July 10th for the Boa committee to select members to represent the Boa committee on the proposed DRI committee and community-based working group currently being assembled by Deborah Goodman, Robin Andrews, and the village board. The outcome of that was that Mark Rountree and Karen Sherman were selected. And then the updates on the LWRP, the Local Waterfront Revitalization Project Grant, the WAC, which is the Watershed Advisory Committee's next meeting, is scheduled for August 14th, and we'll review the comments received for Task 9, which is the Keystone Chapter Description Assessment of the Water Bodies and Watershed Resources for the Watershed Management Plan. And the last item on my notes in the report is historic district updates. We're continuing to receive phone calls from property owners inquiring about how to engage in the preservation tax credit program by SHPO and we're directing those people. It still stands at that we've assisted 7 property owners since the district was approved in March.
Thank you. Tom?
Yes. So our various programs are ongoing. We're working with Lindsay of the Cornell Extension for the climate adaptation and design program that they perform to the different municipalities in the, within the county. We are in the process of, we've managed to reduce or enumerate the worst vulnerabilities and what are some of the solutions to be more prepared. The question now is how do these, this information get out to the community and we're deciding that in our meeting. But there was also, there was a resolution That the village was behind this, did that, did a resolution come through in the past month about climate adaptation and resiliency?
I think so.
Huh? Is that one we already passed?
Okay.
Or no, is it number ten?
The climate adaptation, I'm pretty sure we already did that one.
Or is it on this?
It's the same one that we have tonight.
Is it in resolution number ten?
We have climate change, education, and engagement.
That's it.
Okay, so that's good, that's nine.
That's seven tonight.
Okay, great. Then, for the bronze certification, we're at the stage of receiving comments, so both Deborah and I are responding to that. We'll need to work together, I think, on a couple of those items, but so far, the comments that have come in so far, simply said approved, so we're doing good. There was only one where they wanted further information. They claimed they couldn't find our information on the website. Recent entries to that website, so I'll be working with Deborah and trying to get that fixed. Village Hall decarbonization. So NYSERDA has agreed, or they've approved that we both, I have put in an additional funding request, and so has the consultant. And this is that they understand that this is for the same project. While this was going on, they put in a new project manager. I reached out to him. I don't know if he's on vacation or what, but I have not heard back from him to try and push this along. Because the private funding is somewhat time sensitive, so we do need to show that we're going to get this started before a certain date. So I will stay on them and hopefully get a response soon. We're working on the EV charging station, and I believe we're now up to three different people that we're looking at to compare their, the vendors have very, very different programs, and so going through all of this takes some time. But hopefully we'll get this figured out shortly, and of course the end result is to have the EV charging station replaced with the charging station. And I believe that's it for the moment.
Is it not working at all? I saw someone
plugged
in.
It is working. So
okay.
I was told it
what?
Wasn't, and then
yeah.
I saw someone plugged in.
Me too.
And I went over and I said, and he was driving away, and I said, did that work? He said, yes, you just have to bypass the QR code and wave your credit card in front of it, and it will be
so
fine. He uses it regularly. I've seen him there every week now.
So we're probably paying for that, I would assume.
No, not if he's
no,
got
he
to wave
waves his credit
no,
card.
If he's got to wave his credit card.
It, like, it takes the payment on that machine?
It takes the payment.
Okay.
You
just
have
surprised
to
by that.
Bypass the QR code.
And where does the payment
okay,
go
cool.
to? Do you get the money?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But I'll double check it.
Yeah, sure.
So, it doesn't tell me, like, oh, it doesn't
probably
not. Like,
oh, it's just probably,
it's
yeah, just, no, he's got a machine.
Yeah.
Credit card.
Yeah.
Probably got one of those jammers in there. Somebody's collecting the money.
Letting us know again that they're not working. Yeah, we know.
Amp Up, wait, Amp Up, but they are working. But when did Amp Up tell you it wasn't working?
I just sent an email today, yesterday.
They sent one? And when you log in, you know how we saw like there's money in there, right?
Sorry,
what?
It's not in there.
You moved it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you, but you're saying that somebody waived their credit card.
Right, so that's something to go back in and see.
Okay. And let me know what you find. Because
every week at least once or twice, though. I know.
So then
right,
there should be.
We're talking about suspending it, right?
Well, we were talking about it's on an app. And we were saying if it's not working, it needs to be put into the app that it's defunct at the moment, like so that people don't come off the Taconic expecting to charge their cars and then find they have to get towed by our trustees.
It's a good thing.
At which,
don't fix it.
Don't fix it. So let's talk tomorrow, and then I'll talk with Amp Up because, yeah, that's weird.
Green light on, so.
That's great.
So that means that we need a sign that says avoid the queue.
That's what I've been wondering, because I was about to put out of order, and then I saw him, and
okay.
Robinson, anything with you?
Yes. I have the comp plan update. The next comprehensive plan committee meeting is scheduled for Monday, August 6th. And at that meeting, we expect to be reviewing a draft of the accumulation of the data that has been collected, as well as the vision report. So we'll have that first draft, basically, on the 26th. And then there will be a public meeting to review the draft vision components in the fall. And we're still on track to complete the plan during the winter. Robin and I have been working with very closely with the housing needs assessment consultants, and the current expectation is that the housing plan will be incorporated into the updated comprehensive plan, and including results from the BOA. I'm just not sure what that means. And despite delays on our end, which have been unavoidable due to health matters, health issues of our consultants that we've been working with, it is working out that the timing is working out well, because we'll finish our housing needs assessment and we'll get folded into the comp plan, and then we will pass it and the comp plan, and we'll have it in place for any DRI or New York Forward applications we're going to do. And there's one advantage to, if it gets completed in December, passing it in January, because we then have a comp plan that is fresh as of 2025. So for timing wise, it's makes it most current.
Question. I missed the August 26th is the review, and then what happens afterwards?
Sometime in the fall there will be a, that's just for the comp plan committee, and then in the fall there'll be a public meeting to review the draft report, but we don't have that scheduled yet. It depends on what kind of feedback there is on the 26th and how long it takes to incorporate that.
Thank you. DPW and water. We had an issue with a generator over the wells. Has been rectified. The water pump went bad, and since the generator is 25 years old, it was tough to get one, but Ed Harkin was able to find one in Texas and had it.
Wow.
Had it shipped and had it in 2 days, so that was good. Sewer department, Alan is going for his last set of classes. He should be able to take the state test after this is done to become a full-fledged operator. Personally, I've been to a bunch of meetings, met with the housing people and met with Sally's people. And Tom Carver, it's been a pretty busy month. Most of all, I'd like to thank the Community Day Committee for all their work. I really had a great time. I thought it was very nice. I liked the way that everything was laid out down there. Doug's daughter did a hell of a job. And it was just nice to see all our projects out in the open, that everybody could see them. Everybody that was there knows that we're just not sitting here smiling. I mean, everybody is working. And I want to thank everybody, because it's a community effort, and it really showed that day. And I'd like to thank that committee very much.
Yeah. We had a great time. Can we, as a village board, send a thank you letter to Jess, Sean, Jason, did a lot. The fire company, the police, and DPW.
I think we should.
Can we craft a letter, Jess, and send that?
The DPW came through big time. They were awesome.
Everybody came through that.
Yeah.
As far as I was concerned, I was up to. I went to the block party afterwards, and there was 40 people up there. I mean, it was great. Everybody was having a good time. It was great.
Let's include the Columbia Cruisers on the table. They did a lot.
It was an all around great day.
We're sending out thank you cards too, everybody.
Yeah. So. Yeah, what if it comes from the village board? Maybe then.
No, I think mayor more than mayor. Yeah. Definitely.
Only cost us a stamp.
Yeah.
Trustees report, Doug.
Okay. I was going to start with thanks, but you took care of that for us. Brian and I met with the funding committee regarding grants, and we met with the department heads. I opened up the firehouse for Tom Pano for all that fine modeling you did and the photography.
Okay.
Are we going to see the results of those pictures?
I don't know if I want to.
Okay, well, that was always fun. I had a meeting with Jess, Chrissy, and Brian regarding DPW expenses. Attended the workshop meeting, which turned out to be just me, Brian, and Chief Beaumont. Attended the meeting at the library with Rice and, that where Rice and Repka did their presentation, the most recent one. Responded to community members and want to thank DPW because, for example, I was told about a stop sign that was completely faded out and Louie had it done the next day. I also met with DPW regarding some electrical work we needed to do on the building. And I told
their building?
Our building. It's our building.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, I kind of coached David on how he can replace. He seems like he's willing to just replace all the ballast bulbs, and I showed him about the switches because the fans don't work too. So anyway, so we took care of that and checked the other properties around the home.
Thanks, Jason.
Just working on. We just worked on Community Day like crazy before August. One half of our Grand Marshal crew was here, Chief Beaumont. So welcome, Chief. Thank you. It was a great day. I always want to reiterate what the mayor said. It really was awesome that everyone came together. We want to have more people next year. We're going to work on advertising. But from a community standpoint, it was a lot of people came down. I heard a lot of the vendors did well too, which is excellent. I know the burritos sold out. So hey, can't beat that. And then the evening was really fun too. And it was cool. There's just different groups of people hanging out, doing their thing.
Just everybody having fun.
There was a saxophone incident. But I don't know if you were there.
No, I wasn't there.
Well, it was a really good time, and I'm excited for next year. Other than that, focused on getting through August, and we can start busting out a new project for the fall. So that's it for me.
Birthday boy.
Attended a meeting for affordable housing. Went on vacation. Got shot down on my sidewalks because the grant hasn't come through for the money, so I'm about $18,000 short of finishing my project.
Wait, what's going on? Jess?
We still haven't got money.
Just wait for the money to come in, same as last time.
What did they say last time?
We've never received any grant money.
Remember when we emailed them? They were like, oh yeah, we just submitted the application, even though they've had it for months.
So I can't.
Let me get in touch with
So I can't finish my project until
They had everything.
I get more money.
They just never actually
put it in.
It or submitted it or did anything. So I'm not sure. They did give an updated date on that, but I don't remember what it was. On that email.
Okay. That's really upsetting.
And everything in Aruba is good.
Well, that's good. Yep. Just as long as you had a good time.
Yep.
Deborah.
Yes. I don't know if we announced it last time, but we received, did you mention the $5,000 grant for clean energy efficient heating and cooling systems? We did an outreach program to the community, and we had a number of people sign up. Is that it? Is that what happened? Do you know how many people signed up?
Right. So there are several of those programs going on. So the current one now is community solar. To have people, you can be, if you're a renter owner, it doesn't matter. It's just simply signing on to this program that a certain amount of your electricity will prioritize to solar generation. and you get about a 10% discount in your bill. And if we get 50, I think, people signing up, I forget if that's either 5 or 10,000, but it's also the thing that's going to kick us over to getting enough points through the clean energy community program, which is a much bigger thing.
I went to the community day, which was great, and I day and night. It was really, both were just really fun and lively. And at the community day, I spoke with the executive director of Head Start, who said that she's trying to get a program together in Philmont for 3- and 4-year-olds, and they're just not having people sign up. So there's applications, like preliminary applications. I think the first step is that you download this preliminary application and submit it, and then they contact you if you're eligible, and then you'll go through the application process. There exists there in Spanish and English on the website, and Bangla also, but I don't think
so. Do you know what their eligibility is
for that?
I can tell you, I looked into it. If you can't make more than $25,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, it's crazy that it's that low. It's crazy that someone's even making that little bit of money, you know, in some regard, that's a head of household. But
right.
So but that's tough, and that might be why there's less applications. We applied, and we may get a lottery in with our kid. But yeah, $25,000, you can't make more than that. So that's
surprising.
I know, it's kind of scary. It's like, you know, so.
Well, and did you, like, if they have the money for a Head Start here and they don't have the kids?
I don't know what happens. Yeah.
Maybe ask.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. They won't be able to change the tier, though. You know, it's all like government tier based somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe as Philmont develops, the limit will go up. I don't know how that works. You know, they get by tax base or what.
Right. Interesting. And then we also, I think people may or may not have seen that there's a county program called the Plus One ADU program, where people can, eligible people, and there's a certain economic bracket that you have to be in. I think for a one-person household, it's $75,000. You can't make more than that. And for two people, it's $85,000. But if you meet the qualifications, you can get up to $125,000 to make an accessory dwelling building, convert a garage or some sort of outbuilding into apartments, or maybe even maybe a room in your home, but it has to have a separate entrance. So
can those be Airbnbs too?
No.
Okay, no.
Thank you.
not to receive the money.
Cool. No. They thought that through.
Great, yeah, no, good.
So there's information about that on the website. And then there's also, we now have, as of today, the draft of the housing needs assessment, and that is on the website. All of this can be found on the posts if you scroll down to the bottom of the homepage. That has some really interesting statistics. I'll just say, like, one brief summary was that it seems like there's a desire for these one studio and one bedrooms, and it's kind of interesting that the ADU program is coming along right at this time, because those could be, you know, fill that void that people are looking for. And there's also an updated action plan if anyone wants to see the process. But that's going to be completed by the end of September. The other thing is, we just found out that we our application to be a certified pro-housing community was accepted. And that means we have we understand that there is a national housing crisis, and we are doing our part to, let me see. The language is kind of important, but I don't have it. Philmont believes that the lack of housing for New York residents, it's just New York, of all ages and income levels, negatively impacts the future of New York State's economic growth and community well-being. And so we're going to endeavor to take certain steps that will help alleviate the housing crisis in New York State. And one other fun thing that's happening at the co-op that I put on the website is that there is a chef who does these supper clubs. And she is partnering with our co-op She does what's called a fancy feast supper club, and she's partnering with the Philmont Co-op from October 22nd to January 28th. You can sign up, and it's like a CSA share for a vegetarian dinner on Tuesday nights. So it's like 10 Tuesday meals for a certain amount of money. And she's apparently an amazing chef, and it's kind of quite extraordinary that she's here in Philmont, so that's cool. And I think that's it.
Fire department. 24 calls for the month. That's almost one a day. A lot of EMS stuff going on. We had a car accident on 536 Route 21. Other than that, nothing of real note except for we had the convention this month, which we had 11 members, 10. Wait, no. Philmont Community Day had 11 members. Convention had 11 members. We marched. We had a big, big trophy. It's downstairs for apparatus, I believe. Did fit testing. And we had our annual banquet on August 3rd. So it was a busy month socially for our members, and we appreciate their completing all those things. Thank you. And a busy month for calls.
Correspondence, there's a list on the table, and the hard copies are in the office. Motions and resolutions.
Motion to enforce the water turnoff law and take action against delinquent water users.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to allow the mayor to sign payment request number one for the village of Philmont Rising.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to deem the 2009 GMC Sierra a surplus.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to allow the mayor to sign the work plan modification for the Bella grant.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to allow the mayor to sign the letter for Rice and Lipica approving the concept designs for Boa Subarea 1 and 2.
Motion.
You got a motion, can I have a second?
What was that again?
It's not on the list.
Yeah, it's not on the list. We're allowing the mayor, there's a letter that is going to go to Rice and Lipica approving the concept designs that they did for the...
At this stage, it's not 100% approval. It's just so that they can keep
moving. Move on to their next stage.
I'll second it.
Okay. I didn't see it on here, so...
Yeah.
Throw me off.
We know. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm going to
be. Then we have resolution number 10, 2024, climate change, education, and engagement.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Unfinished and new business.
There we go.
Here we go.
This just came in.
Yep.
You're not aware of it, but Brian and I have been working with Ty and Bond in the county on a hazard mitigation plan, and they want us to take care of assignment 6, so we're going to have to meet with Jess and do that computer work by September 13th.
Did they just send it out recently?
It just came in just before I came to the meeting.
Oh, okay, because I was like, I didn't get the one that they have sent out. The
that is supposed to be the last meeting or thing we have to do.
All right, we have to do it before the 12th because I'm leaving the 12th.
Okay. Just so you know.
And you're on duty from the 12th to the 17th.
All right. Also, Vern, I'm going to need to talk to you hopefully before you go home tonight regarding the building that the village is running.
Okay.
Okay. That's it, Brian.
The only thing I have under, I don't know, it's under unfinished or new business. I know there's a lot of rumors flying around about our fire company. And I want everyone to know there have been no decisions made. I did have a meeting with the supervisor, and he assured us that nothing was supposed to change. may change how it's done, but as far as money being transferred, it's all gonna stay the same. And I understand we have another meeting Wednesday to discuss more of the maybe consolidation or maybe not, you know, and he's gonna let us know how this is supposed to work. But anything that you've heard on the street is just a rumor. There has nothing been set in stone, so I just want to get that out there.
Chief, are you aware of that meeting Wednesday is going to be able to make?
Yeah. 4:15.
Okay, I just want to make sure Chief can make.
Yep. Any more unfinished or new?
I have one quick thing. The state permit engineer approached me about the pedestrian signs that go out into the crosswalks, and I can get with Louis if I have to, but they have stop signs on them and they're illegal. That's a yield to pedestrians. Huh. So some of the other towns and villages, they're just getting from like Hodges, they're actually getting yield signs made and they're just putting them on there. So they're gonna be asked to remove them if they don't put yield on them. So I just wanna make sure everyone's aware. And I'll reach out to Louis and let them know.
Okay. Well, that's gonna conclude the regular business. We're gonna go into executive session for a while. We'll be back in a little bit.
I need a motion to discuss potential litigation.
Okay. Second.
Second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Second.
Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
carried.
Good night, Philmont.